Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Ambit Business Builder call, the Post-Ambition 2019 call. So glad each of you jumped on the line with us tonight. We've got a very, very special guest that we all know, love, and trust, which is our co-founder and chief marketing officer, Chris Chambliss. It was definitely an exciting weekend. I believe that this ambition is going to be one of the ones that people will have the most regret not being at. I will relate it to, people used to always talk about, I wish I could have been at the Ambition 2007. And I think going forward, we're going to have consultants talking about, I wish I could have been at Ambition 2019. It's definitely a year of change, an evolution for us, and a bunch of excitement that so many consultants got to see, but more importantly, experience firsthand. So before we get our special guest on the line, my wife, Mary, is going to go over the announcements briefly. You can obviously get all these announcements from the Power Zone. There was an email that was sent out about it. I would highly recommend that if you've got specific questions about any of the announcements, go through it with your upline or consultant support. I think they're laid out pretty clearly, and I think they're laid out in a way that each of us can understand them, but I would highly recommend that you get familiar with each of the announcements that were made because they very much could make you a bunch of money or cost you a lot of money if you don't know what's available to you. So I'm going to turn the call over to my wife, Mary Moytho.
All right. It was a super exciting ambition. Lots of things happening. Gosh, my mind is just still reeling about all the events, so it's super, super great to be there. But the email went out last night, and I'm just going to quickly kind of highlight some of the promotions that are happening. Some of the awesome, obviously, every ambition, we do some really incredible cash promotions. And in the U.S., and what's so great as I was looking through all these announcements, it's amazing that we are in three different countries. It used to be Texas and non-Texas promotions. Now we've got U.S. promotions, Canada promotions, and Japan promotions, which is just, to me, mind-boggling when we started in 2006 just in Texas. So in the U.S., we've got double and triple bonuses for new MCs. This is going to run through September 27th. You can get the details on all that. It's triple, quadruple bonus for Ambition attendees, which is the reason why we tell people in our business, you've got to attend Ambition. Not only will you get the announcements and experience firsthand, but you're going to qualify for additional bonus promotions. In Canada, we've got double bonuses for new Canadian MCs, and we've got triple bonuses for Ambition attendees, which is incredible money. And then in Japan, the double bonus campaign that they've been running has been extended to November 1st, so amazing. And then also for Ambition attendees, we've got quadruple bonus promotion. So you can get all that information in your Power Zone, or you can go to the email that was sent out and then click on the bonus promotions and the information about the announcements. Now, we also have new AmbitU training videos. There's 8 new training videos that you can find on AmbitU. I do recommend that you go in there, view all the training tools, so you know exactly how to guide your new consultants through AmbitU. And then we also announced the new Ambit Go Card, which is going to be a phenomenal marketing tool for all of you new consultants. If you're not familiar with what that is or you were not at Ambition, it's a hotel discount card that you can purchase right now. They've got it discounted at the Ambition rate of $2 per card. That price will go up. I think they said $3 per card, so make sure you get that. When you get your cards, I do recommend that you go ahead and activate a card and book something so that you can tell your customers how easy it is for you to book. And then a huge announcement is that we are launching free energy for Canada starting this fall. So you Canadian consultants, make sure you're grabbing off all your customers and getting them signed up so you can get free energy in Canada. And then we've got a new solar 250 promotion. And what is happening is Sunrun will give homeowners in Ambit Energy Sunrun markets $250 when they sign up for solar energy during the month of September. So you can get more information about that in Power Zone. And then in Texas, we've got a brand new product called the Ambit Cares Plan, which is going to help fight hunger every time a customer pays their bill. And you can get that information in your Power Zone as well. And then Ambit Consultants, inside of our Ambit Cares program, we have the ability to pay it forward. So in our monthly commissions, we can donate a portion of our commissions to help fight hunger automatically. And that's one of the ways that Richard and I love to give, do it automatic coming. So you don't even have to think about it. It'll support our Ambit Cares program. And then also for Ambition attendees, we get to register for simulcast now through Tuesday for just $35. So Simulcast 2020 is going to be in Hartford, Connecticut, and in Houston, Texas. And that is going to be on Saturday, January 18th, 2020. So I do recommend that you go ahead and log into your Power Zone and get all of that information and read it in great detail. And if you have questions about anything that you read, you make sure you reach out to your upline consultants so that they can help clarify that for you. So lots of moving parts, lots of exciting things. Make sure you're clear about that and definitely get yourself registered for Simulcast by Tuesday to save yourself $15.
So I know this was an exciting ambition for lots of people, people that came, people that were, you know, catching the live streams that were happening, that were going on. I wanted to, you know, I guess to all of those of you that didn't come, if you're on this line, let this be just a voice that you take action on tonight. Is don't let Simulcast be one of the first to register so people have something to follow you to go build your business, because you know it only gets bigger and better from here. But I just want to check on, Chris, are you on the line? Okay, we're checking on Chris. While we're doing that, we're going to do a quick recap of the people that received. Oh, you are there. Awesome.
Yep.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're doing so good. We're actually still at the Anatole. We haven't been able to leave. We just got done with Thai food. We're sitting here with consultants. So, you know, we're doing good. So,
good.
But, you know, this was such an incredible ambition. You know, we appreciate you being on the line. I know this has kind of been one of those things that we do every year after Ambition, this post-call with you. And, you know, I think one of the things that is just probably really people are curious about is, you know, I know you can't speak for Jerry, but I know you guys probably had a few conversations after Ambition. What was some of your, you know, your takeaways and just experience of this ambition? Because obviously we've gone into a very, you know, a new future here. So, and it's still unpredictable. But what was y'all's experience of this ambition?
Well, I think, you know, we thought it was a great event. And we were excited to see the enthusiastic reception by our consultants for the information that we were delivering about the, you know, the transaction. And for the folks at Vistra. So, I mean, our, you know, obviously our concern and our preparation for this event was to make sure that we had the ability to communicate that to as many people as we could personally, and that they had an opportunity to hear directly from, you know, the folks at Vistra about why they wanted to have Ambit become part of their family of companies. And so, I think that was successful. I think we accomplished that. I think we got people excited, and I think that it helped people see the bigger picture, which is our, you know, our primary goal was to make sure that people understood what's about to happen for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was an incredible experience to sit there. I think I was on the edge of my seat, like a lot of consultants, when the four of y'all took the stage and sat down and just kind of had that little open chat and with the Vistra executives. And I guess the other flip side of, you know, your and Jerry's experience, I mean, this is, you know, their first experience to come submerse themselves in the Ambit family, you know, out in the field of, you know, how we interact with each other you know, beyond just spreadsheets and PowerPoints. You know, what were some of the things that they really shared about after the event, or even during the event, that they were experiencing?
Well, you know, they obviously they've been aware of Ambit for a long time, and as we said at the event, you know, we've been competing with each other now for 13 years. They've watched our growth, they've watched what we've done, and a lot of the customers that we have, we've taken from them, and so they've been well aware of us. I think one of the things that they've always appreciated, that they've told us that they appreciated, is how we did it. That we did it. We weren't negative. We didn't compete. You know, we did it in a respectful way, I guess. And so they always appreciated that and admired that. And so, you know, I think one of their observations has always been how, you know, what a powerful channel this is. They see the numbers, they see our growth, but you know, when you look at how that really happens, for a lot of people, direct selling is kind of a black box. They just don't understand how you do that. And so for them, they had an opportunity, and we tried very hard. Our goal was to get this deal signed before the event so that we could invite them to come and participate in it. Because, you know, my big concern was it's what a great opportunity to see it firsthand, really what we're all about. And if you miss that opportunity, it's going to be a year before you have a chance to see it. So we tried really hard to get that done. I'm happy we were able to be able to do that. You know, the downside of that is we focused, you know, solely on getting the agreement done so that they could come. There's still a lot of decisions that we have to make between the two companies over the next few months before, you know, it becomes theirs. So there's going to be a little bit of a kind of a gap here over the next couple of months as this transitions. But they were very positive. I mean, I think they already were excited about the opportunity to have a channel that creates that number of customers every year. And for those that weren't in Ambition, you know, one of the things I pointed out in that Q&A that we had is during this process, I was in the middle of a presentation for a couple of the folks at Vistra, and we were going over the customer enrollments that Ambit does every year, new customers that we enroll every year. And, you know, we have one channel, and they have many, many channels. They have TV, direct mail, digital advertising, door-to-door. They have companies that they acquired through Crius and Dynegy that are out getting customers in different states in different ways. So this broad, you know, kind of net of customer gathering models. And what we found out during this process is that you can count, if you combine all of those models that are under the Vistra umbrella, our single Ambit channel produces more customer enrollments every year than all of theirs combined. So they were very impressed with that we've been able to do with one channel what it's taken them dozens of channels to accomplish. And then I think more importantly, when they got to see the quality of the people that are in our business, that was for them, I think, one of the consistent comments I heard across the board for, and they had probably, you know, 15 or 20 different key employees that came to this event and saw it. And across the board of those folks that I spoke with, that's one of the first things that, you know, they shared and that they observed is that our people are just a quality organization. And, you know, these guys are successful. They're a $20 billion company. They have assets all over the country. They generate more electricity than any regulated or non-regulated company in America. So they're big and they're smart and they're good at what they do. And to have them see us, meet us, and meet our people and come away with that opinion, I think is a high compliment to you guys and to what we've built.
Yeah, I was, you know, Chris, I felt like when we had our leadership luncheon and we had the Vistra executives there and Kurt Morgan, when he spoke, the CEO of Vistra, The way he spoke and what he said, it made me feel like he was our people. You know, I know when we sponsor people in the business, there are people that we just think, oh, I don't know if they're going to make it in our culture. And then there's people we sponsor that we just know they're our people and they're going to really go the distance and they're here to stay. So I felt very confident in that. And especially after the interview on Saturday morning, and Jim Burke said that Vistra comes from vision and tradition, which is really kind of what Ambit Energy is made up of as well. So I'm very excited about that. But, you know, one of the things that Richard and I do is every year we do a marriage trip, and we always ask ourselves, why do we think God brought us together? And so I want to ask you, what do you think is going to be, you know, the secret sauce between Vistra and Ambit? I know, you know, some of the things that they're looking for and some of the things that we bring is new to them. And I think you see a different vantage point. What do you think that might be? And obviously you don't have a crystal ball.
Well, I want to say a couple of things. I mean, first, I agree with you. Kurt gets it. He understands the value that we bring to Vistra. And I think he's excited to help nurture that and grow it. They've said from the beginning they want to help this channel grow. But you also said too that not everybody, you know, understands this, and so you always worry about that. Well, you know, Vistra wasn't the only party that was part of this process. We had opportunities to meet with a number of different groups. And there's always different options when you're, you know, looking to take a business to the next level. Some people just choose to sell it to private equity companies, take their money and let private equity companies do what they do. Those are typically not positive results for people that are with the company, and we didn't even entertain those. We wanted Ambit to be part of another leader in the industry, a company that could provide opportunities for our consultants that we couldn't provide on our own. And I think it's important. And maybe a lot of the people on this call tonight were at Ambition and heard this, but I want to say it again in case there are people on the call that weren't, because I think it's important to know. The reason that we did this, the reason that Jerry and I made the decision to, you know, sell Ambit is because the last 2 years in Texas, the rules that govern how power is priced on the open market have changed radically. Most of that's because of all of the subsidies, government subsidies that are have been flowing towards wind and solar. Gas-fired generators have had a hard time competing with solar and wind. So we've had a lot of wind and solar built in Texas, which is great. The problem is if the sun's not shining or the wind's not blowing, none of that power is there. And then what's happened is a lot of these gas plants that used to be able to make money selling power on the 4 or 5 days a year when we had, you know, peak demand, they've been mothballed and they're not there anymore either. And so prices have started to get very volatile. Ultimately, what's going to happen is those prices are all going to be reflected in new higher electricity rates. That's coming. People across the board in Texas are going to pay more for electricity because of this, because we have to have enough electricity to meet our peak demands, which means that there are going to be plants that we only need in the hottest days of the year, and they're going to have to remain idle for the rest of those days, which means they have to make enough money on those 4 or 5 days to pay for being open, you know, the other 360 and not being able to generate anything, which is a complicated mathematical problem. And so when Jerry and I looked out at the future, what became very clear to us is independent retailers like Ambit, companies that don't have generation assets behind them, are at a disadvantage. We can't sell our own power to ourselves. We have to go out and buy it from somebody else. And those other operators are opportunistic, and they're trying to get the most that they can get for their power. And so a lot of that is how they traded on the open market. And that's just gotten much, much more expensive, and it's complicated the economics. And so what we saw is that we had reached a fork in the road here. And in one direction, is to continue to be an independent retailer and potentially put the company at enormous risk. And when I say that, I mean there's an opportunity if we had had very many more days in August this summer that the company could have lost tens of millions of dollars more than we did, and we lost tens of millions of dollars in August. But we could have been in a situation where that could have quickly turned into $100 million, and so that puts everything that we've built, everything that you guys have built, at risk. It was just not a prudent decision to continue to go it alone. So we started looking at the other path and said, how do we prevent that from happening? And the obvious answer is to be part of a larger company that has generation, that has a bigger balance sheet, and that can withstand those types of events and that kind of volatility. And so we started looking for partners that met that criteria. We talked to a number of them, and we felt like at the end of the day that the folks at Vistra were the cream of that crop. They really, not only were they excited about our channel and wanted to see it grow, but our customer base was very complementary to where their generation assets are. Our sales force and where they are located are very complementary to the states where they have power generation. And so I think you're going to see coming out of this event over the next few months, we've got a lot of work to do with them to bring them up to speed on how our business operates and all of those things. But, you know, if all of the regulatory approvals that need to happen go according to schedule, by, you know, the end of October, November, Vistra is going to own Ambit, and then it's going to be, they're going to have their opportunity to start putting in place some programs and plans to help us grow this and to help us take advantage of those assets that really they've owned as a competitor now and we've been trying to compete against. Now all those things are going to be, you know, weapons that we have at our disposal. So I'm excited for you guys. There's a lot of opportunity coming in the future. It's going to take us a few months. One of the downsides about having our event is it got people excited, but so I think people are coming out of this event thinking things are about to change tomorrow, and it's going to take a few months. We've got a little transition period we're going to have to go through here, and then they're going to have the opportunity to kind of get up to speed and really understand our business. But I think simulcast is going to be a perfect opportunity for them to kind of put their best foot forward. My goal is to make sure that we've done our job of helping them be educated on all the things that they need to understand between now and then so that they come out of the gate and we can really have an explosive 2020. And so, you know, I heard you guys talking about simulcast on the pre-call, and I've been on Facebook today and seen already hundreds and hundreds of our consultants that have pre-registered, and I'm excited to see that. I've got to tell you, and you don't hear me say this very often, but I think this simulcast that's coming up this year, the 2020 simulcast, is going to be even more exciting and more important than this ambition. And I agree with Richard, this ambition is one you're going to look back on as a watershed event. So I think, you know, the two things that I think we can do as a sales organization to position the people we love and care about in the best way possible is, first, we've got to get as many people registered for simulcast as we can. But between now and then, we need to take advantage of these promotions that we announced at the event and that we're running to start building our teams and building momentum within our teams. Because, you know, you can get people registered for simulcast, but if you're waiting for simulcast for them to get excited and start working, you're going to be behind everybody else that spent the last 4 months building momentum going into simulcast. And so, you know, what we want and what will tee us up to have the most success going forward in the future is to start producing now, show these guys that just, you know, made the decision to buy us, that they made a great decision, show them that by the fact that we're going to go out and start putting in more customers, putting in more consultants. And then when we hit simulcast, they've got every reason in the world to want to pour gas on that fire we started so that we can shoot this thing out of a cannon come January. So I think that's all going to happen. I just wanted to make sure people understand that, you know, the best thing they can do to take advantage of the changes coming is to go back to work and start building your team and building excitement. You know, if you're doing that, all the rest of it will take care of itself, and you'll just be that much further along when all these exciting things start to happen, you know, come next year.
Yeah, you have impeccable timing, Chris, because literally when you started talking just now, the fireworks started going off, and just when you stopped talking, the fireworks stopped, so your timing is impeccable. So, you know, what I was thoroughly impressed with the Vistra executives, all the things that they said, my interactions with them. I am super excited about it. But what I'm also super excited about is that we, Ambit Energy, did not skip a beat. Like, we've got this impending sale going on, but we are not slowing down. We're just moving forward. We've got some great promotions, the new training videos, the new go-card, free energy in Canada, all the great promos. And then that exciting tool that Eric Johnstone was talking about, all of the consultants today are finding, asking, when are we going to be able to have that tool to zap Alan Johnston in his bathrobe at our business presentations? When's that coming out?
I don't know. If we could have invented that earlier, we would have already done it for sure. I don't know. But, those guys, that video every year is one of the most fun things we get to do every year. It's a chance to kind of make fun of ourselves and have a little fun, for the event. But wouldn't it be great if you could just hit a button and bring somebody that's a power closer in through your three-way?
That would be awesome. We were just wondering also if they, how much storyline do they give you to give you any opportunity to say, no, I'm not doing that one?
Well, they learned a long time ago the less they can tell us, the better chance they'll have of us just doing what, like, you know, in the early years they would tell us and we would say, no, we're not going to do that. Now they don't tell us anything and we show up and there's all this pressure to just do it. So they figured out they get more out of us by not telling us anything. And it's been pretty successful. So we trust those guys. They always are careful not to push it too far.
Well, I was talking with Jim Burke and his wife at the Black Tie, and he says, you know, those videos, he goes, they've kind of told us a little bit about that we might have to, you know, be willing to stretch ourselves a little.
You know, I don't know. The advice I've given them is, you know, this is going to be a change. And sometimes change is good. You're better off being yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to fill shoes. Create your own space. And so I think if they take my advice, what they're going to do is those are going to be things you guys look back on and remember and with fondness. But they've got to start making this their own company too. And it's hard to do when you're trying to copy somebody else. So I hope what they do is be themselves and focus on every day getting up and figuring out what they can do to give this channel more opportunities, to give the families that Ambit takes care of more opportunity to earn extra income. That's what I hope they focus on. And if they have time to do some silly videos, that'll be great. But what I really hope they'll focus on is what's most important, and that's you guys. And I think they will. I think they've made a big commitment. You don't spend that much money on a company and not have – you know, they have 500 million reasons to make sure this works for you guys. So I think they're going to be focused on that first and foremost.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't picture Kirk Morgan doing boomerang cannonballs in and out of the pool anytime soon. But maybe he will. But no, I agree on they don't need to copy anything. We had got a couple of questions that had come in. One of them, and I didn't remember the name of the book, but during your keynote speech there, you were talking about a book on artificial intelligence. Can you tell us the title of that book?
Well, it wasn't just about artificial intelligence, but there's a chapter or two in there about it. The book is called 21 Lessons for the 21st Century by a guy named Yuval Noah Harari. And I think he also wrote Homo Sapien, which was his big history of human beings on planet Earth. But there's some interesting, the thing I liked about 21 Lessons was that it there's 21 chapters each that kind of take a big topic and kind of look at what the future of that topic is. So whether that's AI or that's, you know, how we, I mean, I think there's one on there on war, civilization. It's just, they're broad topics, but it's an interesting book. And there's a couple of chapters in there that really talk about how this artificial intelligence is going to be, how disruptive it's going to be, how productive it's going to be. But I really do believe that we are people, it's going to sneak up on people. And I gave you guys that example of filling up Lake Michigan. It takes so many years of little bitty steps before all of a sudden the big steps can get taken. And they already now have, you know, computers that Google has one that literally, you know, they used to give these computers every single bit of information on all the human strategies ever designed for how to win at chess and program them with that and then let them play humans. Now they just give them the rules and don't give them any strategy and let them teach themselves. And these things are teaching themselves to play chess in 45 minutes and then beating Garry Kasparov. So it's amazing. And, you know, so it's all about processing power and the ability to quickly take information, learn from it, and make progress. And, you know, the hope of these supercomputers, when they, you know, they kind of achieve human level intelligence, is that they'll quickly be able to move beyond that to superhuman intelligence and solve problems that are kind of beyond our capabilities in terms of processing power. We've always had to rely on hundreds of years of human thought slowly building on top of itself to make those changes. These guys can, you know, these computers are going to be able to run through that in seconds, not decades. And so, but his whole book is about what kind of, you know, problems are they going to solve, and then what kind of problems is this going to create? And one of the things I was saying in my remarks is it's going to disrupt a lot of industries as it relates to people's employment, jobs that people thought that they could count on for their futures and their retirements are going to be, within the next 20 or 30 years, a lot of those are going to be just jobs that don't exist anymore for human beings. And that's going to be very disruptive, and people are going to have to learn new skills and migrate to jobs that do still exist, or they can start now thinking about how to create an income that's lined up with an industry that isn't going to change. Now, I mean, all of these industries are going to change. How power is generated, you know, is always going to be evolving. But it's all, one of the laws of physics is that energy, you know, there's no such thing as perpetual energy. It has to be, it's an inefficient process, you know, so it means it's expensive. You have to burn gas or convert solar rays or capture wind, you know, or burn coal, or dam a river. All these things are expensive, and they have a cost to them. And that cost, you know, electricity is never going to be free. So having an income tied to a commodity like electricity, I think, is kind of bulletproof for the future. And then what I'm excited about is now we're aligned with a leader in that industry. And so, you know, you're not only, you kind of got a double cushion there. You're in a good industry, and you're now part of one of the biggest companies that lead that industry. So I think those are both two good things that position Ambit well for the future. But it's a great book. You should, you know, if you're just interested, the thing I like about it is you don't have to read it in order. You can just kind of go through and pick a chapter on a certain topic and read what this guy says. And I don't agree with everything that he thinks, but a lot of it's very interesting.
Yeah, if we look back to, you know, just, I don't know, 2007, how fast we thought things were moving in 2007 and standing where we are right now in 2019, it makes 2007 look like it's just standing still. I can't imagine what the next 5, 10, 15 years are going to make 2019 look like.
Well, and I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, if you look at an example of, if you took somebody from the 1700s and brought them, you know, into the world today, they would literally just be overwhelmed. I mean, think about all the things that have happened since the 1790s. I mean, cars, airplanes, I mean, they can watch somebody live that's on the other side of the world doing something, they can communicate with them via the phone. I mean, it would almost be too much to absorb. But if you took somebody from the 1590s and brought them into the 1790s, you know, the change that happened in that 200-year period probably would be that disruptive. I mean, people were still kind of moving around on horseback. I mean, there's just not, so everything's accelerating. Learning is accelerating, and the byproduct of faster learning is faster advancements. And that only gets faster. I mean, it's just an exponential climb, and we're coming up to that point now where we're going to have machines that can do it faster than humans, and that's going to just be a huge game changer. And I don't know if a lot of people are really paying attention to that, but it's going to feel like it just came out of the blue, but it's coming, and it's coming quickly.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that are changing in our industry, and it is fast. You asked some really important questions during that interview, and a really important question a lot of consultants probably are wondering is, what's your favorite pie, Chris?
Okay, so my problem is I can't get my favorite pie anymore. My grandmother made an egg custard pie that was my favorite, and it was amazing. And she left us the recipe, but my mother has not been able to perfectly replicate it, and Leslie has not been able to do that either. So they can get kind of close, but nobody's been able to kind of match my grandmother's egg custard pie. So now I would have to say that my backup for that is just a good apple pie, and there's lots of different examples of one of my favorite ones I get when I'm in Chicago at Gibson's. They have a great apple pie.
Well, you know, my best friend from high school graduated and teaches at the Culinary Institute, and her specialty is dessert, so maybe she can help you out to replicate your grandmother's pie.
Well, I need to funnel you my Nana's recipe for egg custard pie and see if you can get her to try to do that.
I bet you she would take it on. I mean, I'm sure it's a texture issue, but she's a super taster. She like legitimately is called a super taster. I don't know what that means, but it sounds impressive.
Well, I'm gonna take you up on that. I'm gonna get you the recipe.
All right, sounds good. So before we wrap up, Chris, I just wanted to give you a chance for any final comments, anything you wanted to say that we didn't ask you, or things that might have been on your heart to share with the field.
Well, I want you to know, and I'll speak for me and Jerry here, this was not an easy decision for us to make. It's very bittersweet for us. And I say that because we're not still sure. We've got a lot of decisions that still have to be made over the next few months about our roles going forward and all that. So none of that's been decided. But what has been decided is that, you know, once this transaction closes, it won't be ours anymore. We won't be the owners of the company anymore. And so for us, that was very bittersweet. And it was something that we spent a lot of time talking about and thinking about. And, you know, what we came down to is we can't put the business at risk just to maintain our ownership of it. The best thing that we can do for the business that we love and the people that we love is to put it in a safer harbor. And unfortunately for us, that means we can't own it anymore. So I just want people to know that that wasn't something that we did lightly, and it wasn't something that we didn't do. It wasn't something that we were planning on doing. I mean, it's just the changes that have taken place over the last couple of years have just put us in a position where we really felt like we had no other choice. And so once you realize that's the path that the future is headed down, then you have to decide how to take that, you know, what's the best way to take advantage of it. And luckily, there was a great way to take advantage of it with a partner that really wanted us and can provide all those things that we need for the future and for our growth. So it worked out, you know, perfectly. And, but it's still, it's bittersweet for us. And, so, this was this is an ambition that was particularly difficult to get through. It's the last one that we're going to have where we own the company. And people were understanding of that and so appreciative. And again, it just made me proud all over again for what we've built over all these years, that so many people came up to us and, you know, expressed their gratitude for all the years that they've been part of Ambit and what their families have received from it. And I certainly appreciate all of those. And so it's one of those things that it reminds you of that we have built something that is very special. And I think one of the reasons that these guys from Vistra wanted it so much is because they understand that too. And so if we're right about that, and I think we are, then the future for this company is going to be brighter than it's ever been. And it's going to be capable of accomplishing things that Jerry and I couldn't have helped it accomplish on our own. And so that's the most exciting part for me, for all of you. It's something that we are going to look back on, I'm sure, years from now, and be the most proud of, that we were able to put you in a position to do that. And so I'm excited about that part of it, and I look forward to seeing what you guys are going to do.
Yeah, I can. I think I speak on behalf of the field when I say that we are all very appreciative of the culture you and Jerry have created at Ambit Energy. And I think it was it was a thread throughout Ambition this week. It was family. It was a family atmosphere. I think the Vistra executives felt that this is so much more than business, and it's because you and Jerry have put your fingerprint on the field from the early days of when you would write notes in scripture on our checks, to even the times now where you and Jerry and John pray over the field and our families. We know that our success isn't just because you own the company, it's because you really care. So we just so appreciate what you've done and what you've built, and the foundation that we have and all you've done to take our business to the next level. So we just love you dearly and so appreciate all that you've done.
Well, I appreciate it, Mary. You know, I think Maxwell, I was so glad we could have John here this year, because we didn't talk about that. But, he's really become kind of part of that event too. He's been here a number of times over the years. I've gotten to know him pretty well, and we really wanted him to be here, and it just worked out that he could be here on Saturday morning. And he said something. I told him what was going on before he came in. We always have a little conference call beforehand and talk about, you know, kind of what's going on this year and what are our goals and what's happening. And so, you know, I told him about the transaction and, we're kind of going through this transition and wanted him to talk about that. But we didn't get into a lot of detail. And one of the things that he said at the event that I appreciated, and it's something that I guess he noticed from his perspective, just having gotten to know us over the years, and I hadn't really thought about it, but he said, you know, that Ambit is mine and Jerry's legacy. And he said, but you guys are the legs in our legacy. And I really liked that. And I appreciated that idea. And I think about that, and I'm going to take a lot of comfort from that, because you think about legacy sometimes as something that's in the past, and ours is alive and growing and got lots of legs. And so I think that was a great way to think about it. And so I appreciate all you guys. And again, listen, this is always going to be our company. Whether we own it anymore or not, we started it. Our DNA is in it. And whatever it goes out and does in the future is going to be a reflection of that, and something that we want to continue to be proud of. So, you know, I always hope that you will keep your standards high, that you will always strive to be the finest, most respected retail energy company in America, and that you will never, ever, ever, under any circumstance, sacrifice your integrity for growth.
So we so appreciate you taking time. I know it was a long week for you, and we always love having you on the call. But I'm going to unmute the line so that the consultants will have a chance to say goodnight, and thank you too, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.